Today we're brought to you by OEB Law and by Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, which means it's Rivalry Thursday. And, of course, we'll check in with those two fine organizations before the end of this hour. Right now, it's your chance to win. It's the Sports Fix at 6. Jimmy Himes, what's up for grabs this evening?
Well, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Apple Valley Mountain Village Stores. That's in towns, and they have five locations. There's the Dancing Bear Lodge General Store, the Dancing Bean Coffee, the Smoky Mountain Outdoor Center, the Apple Valley Cafe. $25 gift card to the Apple Valley Mountain Village Stores in towns, and if you can answer this trivia question. So yesterday we asked you which running back had multiple 80-yard runs. Well, today's question is, name the only Tennessee quarterback to have an 80-yard run. There's only been one. Only one Tennessee quarterback's had an 80-yard run in Vol history. Name him.
865-656-9900. That's 865-656-9900. Let's start with Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going, Jimmy?
Going great, Danny.
I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
Well, it's not Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Danny, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. You could have strung a bunch of his runs together.
And come close.
Yes. Let's go to Eddie. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I don't want to say Connor Tolloway.
It is not Condra Tolloway. Certainly an obvious guess, but he never broke one off that long.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Who was it that he broke 80 tackles against on his way to the end zone? Was that Alabama? Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, I think.
I'm sorry, Sam. Who's our next guesser? Steve. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Fine. And you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to try T. Martin.
Not T. Martin.
All right.
Got to go back a little bit further.
Steve, thank you very much. 865-656-9900 to give us your guess. Repeat the question, if you would.
Name the only Tennessee quarterback in history to have an 80-yard run.
865-656-9900. It's Jeff who's next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to go with the silver streak to say Jimmy Streeter.
Yes, sir, it is Jimmy Streeter. Jimmy Streeter had an 80-yard run against California in 1977. What else was noteworthy about that game? That was Johnny Major's first game as Tennessee's head coach when he returned from Pitt. So, Jeff, you are correct. It is Jimmy Streeter, the only Tennessee quarterback to have an 80-yard run. You have won a $25 gift card to Apple Valley Mountain Village Stores in Townsend. They got five locations. We're going to put you on hold and get that prize to you. Good job, Jeff.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Outstanding. Hang on the line so we can get your information, and congratulations. We know you will enjoy your prize. And we are thrilled to be joined. That's the great thing. When you know it's high school football, you get to cross paths with Tim Elrod. OEB Law, such, again, a fantastic community presence, always lending a helping hand. How excited are you that it is high school football time again?
High school football's back, and it's back, and we're in Sevier County, and as usual, Sevier County's turning out, getting ready to play Jeff County tonight, and what a way to kick everything off. A great slate of games this weekend. Wow. You know, tomorrow you got Anderson County, Powell. That'll be a barn burner.
That's such an awesome rivalry.
It has been over the last couple of years with Powell getting the better of Anderson County, but
shootouts.
You know,
it's just amazing how quickly one scores against the other.
Yeah, yeah. And then a lot of other great games. You got Morristown East-West, great rivalry game there. They'll all come out for that one.
Yep, the city title to open the season.
and you know, I was listening earlier what Hubs was saying about the community and how important high school. That's what makes it unique. He's exactly right about that. And what's happening over in his community, that's just tragic. It is. And I would hope that members of that community, including the businesses, step up and see what they can do. We don't know what they can do, but you get a community together to support their kids, and they're going to come out, and we're certainly going to – I'm going to give Hubs a call. So we'll see what we came to do.
Does that classify as Stranger Things?
Stranger Things can happen. Contact OEB Law. Yeah. Fanboy. What a great time Fanboy was. We've been doing a lot of really
awesome presents.
Yeah, you know, right. A big, huge poster. Take your picture in front of it. Have a good time. This weekend, we got the Knoxville.
You turned it up to 11 with Stranger Things.
That's right. So we got a lot
a
of great.
For the Stranger Things fans.
That's right. They'll know what we're talking about. Oh, gosh.
I just led into it, but that went right over my head.
Yeah, it's okay, Jimmy. You know, but it, high school, you know, that's just the great thing about East Tennessee, working in the East Tennessee community, helping all the people we do with their car accidents, or, you know, if they have some misunderstandings with the law, we're helping people with that. You know, if you get hindered on the job, those type of things. We're helping out the community, and we love to do it. And, you know, high school football is just a great way to give back, and you meet so many great people, and it's worth it.
Here's another thing about high school football. You walk into this stadium right here, and you talk about a beautiful scene. Well, you got the mountains you can see. It's so well done, the color scheme. That's one of the things. There are so many beautiful high school stadiums in this area.
And I think that's what, you know, school boards and people who have the money that can invest big dollars in the community, they're realizing that if we give good facilities to our kids, we're going – you know, we're going to get noticed, and we're going to do. We're going to have a great place for all the community to come. Just like here in Sevier County, you see schools now; they're getting the video boards. Anderson County got theirs. Everybody's getting theirs. West got one. Everybody's getting them. Everybody got the turf. Everybody seemingly upping their game, and that just speaks volumes of the community and everybody who supports high school athletics and students in general.
I know that one of the things you really enjoy and love the way that you do it, and that's bringing a check with you each game that takes place with Rivalry Thursday and each game that you're a part of the broadcast for. But I love the fact that it's not just earmarked for this thing specifically. You let the school, sometimes it'll be a heads up. Hey, we really need help when it comes to just making sure we get the team's laundry done, different things like that. It's amazing that you can come in and apply it to exactly what's needed by the school as opposed to, say, an athletic program.
You know, you're exactly right about that, and that's the great part of partnering with all the schools. It's not really a partnership, but it's an understanding. That's the great thing about East Tennessee. You can still have understandings, and you know that they're going to use that money in the best place possible. It may be with the band. It may be with the cheerleaders, or it may be with the science group, or it may be, doesn't matter. Use it for where you know it's needed, and they do, and that's good enough for me.
So, right. Boom.
Boom, there it is. We've got those back on. You know, it's marketing, man. It's fun. I don't, you know, I'm not going to get behind some books and say, oh, please hire me. No, I'm going to go out and have a good time, get your attention, and let you know that we're there when you need us. And
yep.
Eventually you're going to need us, and we're going to be the ones that's going to stand beside you and work the best we can to get you a successful result, no matter what it is.
Folks can talk to somebody locally in a heartbeat.
Folks
the best way to get a hold of you if they need your services.
You know, traditionally we would say, 865-546-1111, 1111, whatever. But nowadays we got the QR codes. Find a QR code. Snap a QR code. It'll take you directly to all of the sites and all the things that we do. So that's the, you know, it's just no big secret how to get a hold of us. We're available, and everybody knows it, and we're available all the time.
Stranger Things, should that happen, call OEB Law.
Boom.
Turn your wreck into a check.
Turn your wreck into a check.
Tim Elrod. And we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, Jimmy, for not one but two special guests.
Well, we do. We are joined by the attorney, John Chavis, and the coach, John Chavis. Men, welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
Doing great,
doing
Jimmy.
Good.
I'm going to go with the younger John here, and that is you've got a special event coming up. It is the Pathways 5K Run Walk, and it's going to benefit the Tennessee Children's Home. It comes up Saturday, August the 27th. John, if you would tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think you've had Dad on the show before about with the same charity with his golf tournament. It's the same charity benefit bidding that for this 5K run. It starts at the West End Church of Christ in West Knoxville. It's a 5K run, 3.1 miles. Saturday morning, 8 a.m. will be the start time. If you'll come out, it's for all levels of runners, serious runners to non-serious runners. So you can walk if you want to. You can walk, run if you need to. Or if you want to try to come out and run it in 13 minutes, if you're really fast, you can come out and join us at that pace too. Just come out and sign up. You can sign up online. If you wanted to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. There's social media there, or Twitter. You can sign up there, and there'll be codes there to follow the race and sign up early if you needed to do that.
So your dad's going to run in 13 minutes, isn't he?
Maybe the inverse of that, 31 minutes, if you could do that.
Whoa, what? Man.
I had 31 minutes. 31 minutes is not bad for a 5K. That's not bad.
Coach Chavis, I know that you've been involved with the Tennessee Children's Home. Your golf tournament has benefited from it for many years. Just tell us why that charity is so dear to you.
Well, it's what they do for kids that, Jimmy, to be quite honest with you, they're kids that are hard to place, and they give them an opportunity and to come there. And it's a children's home, but it's a school. You know, they educate them, and Jimmy, there's been, you know, several kids that have left there and gone on to college, and it gives them an opportunity to have a different start in life than they would have if it wasn't for what the Tennessee Children's Home is providing for.
And back to the attorney, John Chavis, it's got to be a great feeling to know that you're part of a partnership with such an outstanding organization, and an event like that's coming up this weekend wouldn't be possible without a number of great volunteers. If you would just shine the spotlight on who all is making this happen.
Yeah, I like to think my role of it is the brainchild. I just thought the event up, and I kind of handed it over to the people that work with the Children's Home. Martin Smith is their development guy, and he kind of runs the show with it there. The people at PBR, kind of, which is Personal Best Racing, really help us by timing the event and putting the event on. So they do all the work. They get all the people out there. They make sure everything goes off without a hitch, and they get all the volunteers. That we've got tons of people that put in their time and effort and volunteer and get and come out there with not much benefit to them other than the good feeling that they get for helping people. And they come out and make sure everything goes off smoothly and that everybody has a good time and has a good event.
And you mentioned where it will be, what time it gets going. What's the best way for people to take part?
You can, if you wanted to just show up a little bit, like an hour before at 7 a.m. on the 27th, you could sign up on the day of the event. If you don't like standing in line, if you're like me, you can reach out on social media. It's the Pathways 5K for Tennessee Children's Home. There's social media on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and there's the QR codes there. That'll take you to the website where you can pre-sign up. Once you get signed up, it'll give you the information about where the race is. It starts at West End Church of Christ and the Mortgage Investors Group, which is one of the sponsors. They have their parking lots there. That's where you would park, and then the start-finish line is at the church there. The 10-Mile Creek Greenway, one of Knox County's and the City of Knoxville's greenways, is where the events actually run, and we'll go a mile and a half out and a mile and a half back, and that'll give us the mileage we need to cover the full 5 kilometers.
To younger John, are you a runner?
I am. Just to kind of give you an idea, I started I was more of a football player in high school. I don't know how that happened, if you could figure that out. But, I'm kind of built like the John Chavis that more people know, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of picked it up, and I've been involved in the running community pretty seriously, probably for the last 4 years. I'm on the board for Knoxville Track Club, which is the big track club in Knoxville that puts on the marathon. This is kind of something that I thought of that would help the Children's Home, and an event that would add to what Dad does with the golf tournament and help them raise some funds that way. So, like I said, I just thought it up and handed it over to them. They do all the work there, but it's another way to help them.
Well, it's a great idea to have these two events to benefit such a tremendous charity. Coach Chavis, are you into running?
Well, I was for a while, Jimmy, and John got me in it. My son got me in it. And when I got in shape, Jimmy, I'm proud to tell you, I didn't meet my goal. I wanted to be able to run it in less than 10 minutes a mile. And I got real, real close, but I had to quit running. I had a little bit of issue in my back, and we've kind of got that taken care of. So I'm going to be, I'm going to probably run one in about 2 to 3 months. It's going to take me that long to train and get back to where I was.
And John, I also want to take this time to mention that to welcome you to our station, you are going to be part of our Pigskin panel. It's going to start soon, and we do it on Fridays, and it's a show that we've had for a few years, but you're going to be a part of that, and we really look forward to it. We'll be analyzing game, talk about Tennessee football, talk about the opponent, talk about the different things that that you observe. But, John, we're looking forward to that. It's going to start not this Friday, but the next Friday. So if you talk about that just for a minute.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, Jimmy. It's fun to be able to talk about, you know, football and you know, do it in a very, very and certainly supportive. But I'm looking forward to it, and I know that there's going to be another young man that everybody will be excited about. That I got your text that that he sure is going to be a part of it as well. I'm excited about that. You know, what an outstanding young man, and he's very knowledgeable. So, you know, we want to have a little bit of fun and pass along some good information and certainly support the, you know, the program here in Knoxville. And I'm looking forward to doing that, you know, and being a part of that. And certainly I couldn't be doing it with two better people than you and Heath Shuler.
Coach, really excited to have you be a part of the panel. And I know it had to be just an outstanding experience. What was it like to be a part of a staff that helped a franchise win a championship this summer?
Well, we had a great time, and, you know, just to kind of tell you how things happen, you know, everybody started from scratch, and we had to go through draft situations where we had an opportunity for people that had signed the contract with the USFL that they were going to play and look at those guys, evaluate them, and then we had to go through different stages of the draft, which was a little bit different. You know, it was all, you know, by position. So putting together a team from scratch you know, getting the kind of athletes we got, you know, I thought we did an amazing job, number one, you know, picking the right players. And, you know, we can talk about coaching all you want, but if you don't have the right players, you know, there's some people that can do it, you know, at a high level anyway, but you're not going to win championships. And the biggest part was getting the right players on our team. And then, you know, really, you know, being with Coach Holtz, you know, and you know, the way he ran the program, you know, made it fun, made it exciting. You know, the kids actually, you know, absolutely loved him to death. So that was a good situation and a good environment. And you know, we talked about, you know, building that program to win a championship, and certainly we were able to do that. And like I said, you know, Skip Holtz did a tremendous job of leading in that direction, and it was fun. It was fun. It was a grind, and it was a grind for the players, you know, to go 12 straight weeks and you know, play the kind of games that we were playing and the way they perform. You know, it kind of wear you out a little bit, but, you know, man, they fought through it, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on that title. Mm-hmm. And two, the younger Chavis, there are so many different things that can impact a time that somebody posts. And I'm just wondering, in your case, if the Braves have somehow mismanaged the use of their bullpen or haven't shown a great sense of urgency against a key opponent in the East Division, I'm just wondering, can that influence your time?
Yeah, I think if I was to be running last night after the bullpen choices in the eighth inning or the ninth inning, I probably may have run about a minute faster per mile. I think I may have gone with some higher leverage pitchers in the end of the Braves game. I think I would have gone with the closer or maybe AJ Minter in the game.
All right, special event coming up is going to be Saturday, August the 27th, Pathways 5K Run or Walk, benefits Tennessee Children's Home, and it will start at East Walker Springs Road, West End Church of Christ, near the Sam's and near the Walmart in West Knoxville. So we look forward to that event. If I enter, my goal is 31 minutes, not 13. 31 minutes will be what I'm shooting for, so we'll see if they can get there. John Chavis, the attorney, John Chavis, the coach, thank you guys for joining us, and best of luck with the run that's coming up August the 27th.
We sure do appreciate it. The program today brought to you by OEB Law and Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. Tonight, Sevier County at home against Jefferson County, and so it's the first of what will be four games for us this week on high school, when it comes to high school football and our group of stations.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun year with the high school football. Quick note with the U.S. Open in tennis, their purse has increased to $60 million. Each winner is going to get $2.6 million. That is significantly more than it was just a few years ago. Back in 2019, the winner got less than $2 million. Now each winner is getting $2.6 million. And they've also increased the amount of money. If you're in the main draw, you get $80,000. A few years ago, it was $58,000. And if you make it to the second round, you get $121,000. Used to be $100,000, so they've upped the ante with U.S. tennis. As we mentioned earlier, Venus Williams at 42 gets a wild card into her 23rd U.S. Open. Wild cards also for Sophia Kenin and Dominic Thiem. And then, and I like this. I meant to mention this earlier, but Nebraska has a wide receiver that has signed an NIL deal. His name is Dacoldis Crawford. So yes, an HVAC unit, SOS Heating and Cooling, has signed him up for an NIL deal. He is from Louisiana, and he's out with a bit of an injury. But Dacoldis Crawford signing an NIL deal with an HVAC company. That just seems appropriate.
It does.
So good for him. And also, I saw that this was a note that was of interest, too. So we've talked about Alabama being the preseason number one in the AP poll. In the last 17 years, one team was a preseason number one in the AP poll and won the national championship. 1 in 17 years. That team was Alabama in 2017. So it's nice to be ranked number one in the preseason, but typically you do not end up there based on what we've seen the last 17 years.
It's only happened twice in Alabama's history that it opened the season at number one in the AP poll and won a title that year.
Yeah.
But we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline. As we caught up earlier with Tim Elrod, now we get to say hello to Jimmy Matlock, as we certainly appreciate the incredible partnership we have with Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. They allow us to do so much, including Rivalry Thursday. Jimmy, how are you?
Good evening, guys. It's good to talk to you again in football season.
It is, isn't it? And it's amazing how quickly it turns around as the calendar again comes right back to this wonderful time of year. But you have seen and been a part of so many campaigns when it comes to supporting you. Of course, Matlock Tire has so many locations, and you are proud to be such a strong part and have a presence and a helping hand for all of those communities when it comes to athletics.
John, you guys are wonderful in your support, and we love to partner with you. I got to tell you before I forget about it, one of our co-workers, assistant manager at our Lenoir City store, will tomorrow night be inducted into the Loudoun High School Hall of Fame. Josh Hawkins, who played there at Loudoun and went on to play at UT. That's a real joy for us, and it's something that we're going to be there as a company to support Loudoun High School, and in particular Josh. But all these years, we follow them, and now we get a chance to be a part of Josh's world with him and his family. And, gosh, you guys get to travel around and see and do so much of this fun stuff. You let me be with you sometimes. And Joe's going to be up there tonight at the game. And we just love to be with East Tennessee with high school football. What a joy.
It is a joy. And Jimmy, I saw you recently. I had to take my vehicle in for a little issue with the tire, but – you don't just do tires. It's not just oil changes either. You're full service. You will help folks with a lot of things with their vehicles, won't you?
Jimmy, and first of all, thank you. You and your wife have been wonderful, and your daughters to support us. And I know John was at one of our locations this week. I understand likewise. But we do a full service, a lot of preventive maintenance. And the world today is so upside down with new car sales difficult to find and used cars so expensive. People are doing what you both have done, and that is extend their ownership of current vehicles and repairing them and putting dollars into them and just kind of riding out this turbulent time, in the automobile business. And so it's been something that's really overwhelmed most of our industry, in particular our stores. We have just never before had such a opportunity to serve our customers. And if we could ever get the staffing issue down, we're like most America, we're short of people, but we can never get that taken care of. But you guys are so good to encourage people, and many times they come in our stores and talk about you and John and your broadcasts, and gosh, they just say, well, they told me to do it, and here I am. So you guys are wonderful to help us with that, and we hope we never disappoint you. We're sure trying our best not to.
And you have five locations, correct?
We do. We started, of course, my father in 1953 there in Lenore City. We moved to Farragut, then to Athens, and back to Maryville, and most recently over to Hardin Valley. And boy, what a shock, pleasant shock that has been, and the growth of that community and the folks that have been so willing to give us an opportunity to work on their cars. And that has been kind of our real surprise of the last couple of years. All of our stores are growing, but that one in particular has just come out of the ground just with a lot of positives, and we're excited and pleased and thrilled, and our employees have worked really, really hard, and so many new faces in our network and family, what we call our universe of customers, and you guys make a lot of that possible by encouraging and supporting our business, and we want to do the same for your show.
Well, we got great care and had a fantastic interaction with Joe and the crew at the Maryville location.
Right.
Got a great new set of tires, which was nice to find to say, a little less expensive than the previous set that we had on. But
good.
It just took great care, made sure that we're ready for the road, whether that's 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles or more.
Well, and you all are so kind to come and support a family-owned business that's locally centered and really part of the areas in which we're just invested in. And we really love high school sports. You all know that we follow that around a lot, and it's been a joy to be a part of your program on Thursday nights, and we go again to Fridays, and this week even Saturday night. So it's just a bit of fun time for us to think about getting started back up in 2022.
And you're closing in on what will be the 70th anniversary of Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, and you guys continue to change with the times. You make it so easy. Folks can book their appointments online, can't they?
They can, John, and it has been an evolution. Our industry has now changed in many, many ways with the advent of new type of automobiles and new ways to service our customers. And I'm getting older every day, and boy, it's our – I wonder about this pen and pencil stuff that my dad started with. You know, sometimes I think we've come a long ways, but so has our world. It's changed dramatically, but people are so supportive, and we've tried our best to change with the times. And we now have the latest of equipment, the latest of technology, the training. Our staff is just getting prepared for this electric car, this automotive change in the world we're seeing. So we've had to do a lot of modification to the old school ways, and we think we're on the front end of the spear, so to speak. We sure want to stay there and be prepared for all the things that could be coming down the pipe.
Jimmy, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy this opening week of high school football, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You guys are the best. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Matlock joining us to, of course, and we say thank you to Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair for all that they are a part of when it comes to our coverage. And we'll remind you tonight, you can actually listen to the game. Sevier County, Jefferson County, Brian Rice, and Chad Tyndall will have the call right here on the Sports Animal. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams. Let's check in with Marvin. You're on Sports Talk. Hello, Marvin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, and you?
Pretty good. For once, I'm not calling in about tennis. I wondered if you'd had many calls. I haven't heard. Regarding the UT ticket migration to sort of digital tickets?
I've not had any on air. I've had them off air with people complaining about it. What is your issue?
Well, I just think it's going to be a big mess because you've got, 100,000 or 95,000 people there. I don't know how many, what they sell, 70,000 season tickets. And
almost
say,
60.
Let's say, okay, 60. I know you and I always go back and forth on how many people are in the stadium whenever we're there. But say 30,000 people have no problems with it. What are people going to do? Longtime people that don't have a smartphone, they've got a landline. What are they going to do? You know, they're not going to print any tickets.
Yeah, they're going to charge him $50 to get a printed ticket. That's what a guy called me, and he said that they were charging him $50. He has a flip phone. He got really upset about it because there was also he was supposed to be grandfathered in, and he had to pay a fee. And then when they told him he had to pay $50 for the hard ticket, he cancel his season tickets.
So is that per game or is that per season or
for the season, for the package, the season ticket package for the seven games? That's what he told me.
Okay. Well, I had someone call in and they weren't given that option. And they spent, I don't know, an hour or so, more than that, on the phone with somebody. They had really good people working on it, UT, but it took them, so you can imagine, okay, there's an hour or two. Imagine that replayed, 25,000 times? I just think it's going to be a big mess. I mean, if they want to do that, I think it probably should be sort of done in a migration, or say, okay, here's your option. You want printed tickets, it's going to be X amount of dollars. It's not like that they're not cranking out enough money over there that they can't afford the printing, so I don't know what the rationale is on it. What happens when somebody gets up to the stadium and they're trying to – they haven't done all their homework and have their tickets in their wallet on their phone, and the internet service is overwhelmed at the stadium?
So, I don't know the answer to that. There was somebody else that has a bunch of season tickets, and they didn't charge him because it was unreasonable to run through 15 or 20 tickets on a phone. So he was given his printed tickets.
Okay, so there are, I don't know. I just think it's, to me, they somebody over there that, I mean, I'm on my fourth iPhone, so I know how to do all that stuff, or I could fool with it if I wanted to.
Right.
But, and I was 30 years ago, I was a computer system administrator for our company, so I know that's the way of the world, but I just think somebody over there that's, I don't know who, how high the decision has gone to do this. But,
yeah, well, Marvin, we do appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. This is something that they've talked about. They've already done it with other sports. But I do think this is a huge undertaking compared to basketball or baseball.
It is, and it's a shame for those that have a flip phone. I've got to do it now for Parking Pass.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be digital as well. So it's an interesting decision by Tennessee.
That's Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. We appreciate all of our callers, all of our guests. That's going to do it for Sports Talk. Stay tuned. Rivalry Thursday, the game, is up next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.